This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's not waste any more of his time. He is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that office in this year's big elections come November. Bill Bowling, a regular guest on this program for many years, good friend of the program. We're very happy to welcome back to the show. He is waiting patiently on line one. How are you, sir?
Hey, Coy, I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Very good, very good. No complaints.
It wouldn't do any good anyway.
We got a lot of wet streets here. It's just coming down real foggy up on the mountain. It's something else. Just that time of year, I guess.
Well, it's a little overcast and misty here in Richmond today, but so far the rain has held off.
Oh, gosh. Well, we've had it all day. You're lucky. I guess it's moving that way. We're supposed to get more tonight, and then it'll clear out, and it's supposed to be, they say, an absolutely lovely spring weekend.
Well, remember that old saying, April showers bring May flowers, and May flowers bring pilgrims.
I haven't heard that in a while. I like it. What should we talk about first? Why don't we talk about the General Assembly session, which is officially coming to an end. Everybody thinks it ended a few weeks ago, but we were waiting to hear what the governor had to say with his veto. And, of course, there'll be the veto session. Explain to us how it works. The delegates and senators come back for a quick put a bow on the thing. Is that right, how it works?
Yeah, that's right. It's always a one-day session, and in fact, it's coming up next Wednesday, 6 days from today. And in between the time that the General Assembly adjourned on February 28th and this reconvened session, the governor and his staff have been reviewing all the bills, and they have an opportunity to propose amendments to those bills. They also have the opportunity, if there's some they just simply don't like, to veto those bills. And it's my understanding that the governor will be proposing amendments to numerous bills. Most of the time, frankly, those amendments are rather mundane, technical in nature, correcting things that may have just been missed during the rapidity of the legislative session. Every now and then, one of those amendments will turn out to be a very substantive thing. And, of course, this year the governor has vetoed a number of bills, but most of them either dealing with efforts to expand gun owner rights, which the governor does not support, or efforts to expand the application of the death penalty in some cases, which the governor does also not support. And when the General Assembly comes back next week, we'll take up those amendments and those vetoes. For an amendment to be approved, it has to be approved by both houses of the General Assembly, first the House of Introduction and then the other house. And for a veto to be overridden, it has to be overridden by both houses. And, you know, that's a pretty tough thing to do.
We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. What do you think the odds are that any of these vetoes will be, overturned?
I think it's, it is always a tough task to override a gubernatorial veto because you have to have a two-thirds vote to do that. And the balance of power in the General Assembly right now is of course, very, very close. In the House of Delegates, you have a Republican majority, but only by about six votes. And in the Senate, you have a Democratic majority, but only by about one vote. So if the governor can get all of the Democrats to vote with him in support of his amendments or in support of his vetoes, then it's almost impossible to override one of those vetoes. To have a veto overridden, you would have to have significant numbers of Democrats who would also vote in opposition to the governor's position, and that's
not
likely.
Is it?
So my hunch is most of those vetoes will probably be sustained.
My guest is Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, the Republican nominee for that very office come November. Before we talk about your reelection campaign and, of course, your running mate, Bob McDonnell, reflect on this year's General Assembly session for us. We saw a few major headlines, but it wasn't the earth-shattering session that some of the ones we've seen in the past. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I think everything honestly just paled in comparison to the fiscal challenges that we were facing and frankly continue to face, other than the debates or the efforts to come up with amendments to the state budget. Really only the smoking ban legislation came anywhere near close to getting the kinds of above-the-fold front-page attention that the budget debate received. At the end of the day, everybody was just really focused on how do we close this $3.7 billion budget shortfall that the state was facing. Now, before the session ended, of course, we had all of this what I call magic money that kind of came floating down from Washington as a part of the stimulus package. And the magic money meant that we did not have to make anywhere near the degree of budget reductions that might have otherwise been necessary, because that money helped backfill some of the proposed cuts in numerous areas of the budget. So at the end of the day, the budget ended up not being the problem that everyone thought it was going to be because of the dollars that came to Virginia through the federal stimulus package.
It was just in time, wasn't it?
Well, it was just in time to avoid some difficult budget decisions this year. But the thing that everyone needs to understand about this magic money is that it disappears on September 30th of 2011. It disappears just as soon as it came. It's one-time money. And what the General Assembly did was basically balance the budget and pay for ongoing government programs with one-time money. And that, of course, just doesn't work over the long term.
Right,
so
right.
What this was a short-term solution to a long-term problem. And when we come back to the Capitol next year, because of some of the decisions that were made this year, I suspect that we're going to be looking at several hundred millions of dollars of budget shortfalls again in the current fiscal year. And then this $3.7 billion budget shortfall hasn't gone away. It's going to exist again when we start dealing with the budget for the upcoming biennium. So, you know, what we really did was kind of punt on fourth and one.
Right.
And, that works once, but it doesn't work twice.
Still difficult decisions and likely very painful cuts to be made next year.
Unquestionably, that's the case.
Yeah. Bill Bowling is my guest, Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, you, of course, are running for re-election. Your running mate, former Attorney General and Republican nominee for Governor Bob McDonnell. Tell us about the campaign and the message that y'all are taking to Virginians.
Well, it's going very well, Coy. So far, so good, but there are 215 days left until Election Day, and we're very aware of that. But it's going very well. We kicked off our campaign on Saturday. We did a number of fly-around events in Northern Virginia, Richmond, Hampton Roads, and Roanoke. And Bob McDonnell has continued his visits to other communities this week, including Charlottesville. He was in Charlottesville,
I think,
yesterday or the day before yesterday. But the reaction has been very positive. I think the political environment in Virginia is definitely changing. I think people are beginning to realize that we need some balance in government. And this combination of leadership that we have in Washington, D.C. right now is concerning a lot of people. You know, we're spending trillions and trillions of dollars that we don't have. We're incurring massive amounts of debt for future generations. And I think people are beginning to say, you know, maybe we need some balance. And one of the ways you get that balance is by making sure that you have a different leadership structure in Virginia. The issues are lining up our way. You know, the issues in this campaign are going to be all about getting the economy moving again and creating jobs. We know how to do that. We've got some solid proposals for getting the economy moving again and creating jobs. And, you know, of course, it all begins with making sure we keep a positive business environment in Virginia. And, you know, we've got our opponents out there supporting this card check proposal in Washington, which would result in the massive unionization of businesses in Virginia, would make Virginia and the rest of the states in our country non-competitive. It's just the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong time and the wrong thing. We want to protect our right to work law. We want to provide tax incentives to businesses to locate in Virginia, eliminate redundant regulations, really focus money on important economic development and job creation programs. The whole energy issue is lining up our way. We believe an important part of getting the economy moving again is positioning Virginia as the nation's leader in energy. One of the ways we can do that is by developing our vast array of offshore energy resources, which we support and our opponents oppose. And then this whole debate about restoring fiscal integrity to government, you know, understanding that you just can't keep spending money you don't have to make promises you can't keep. needing to get back to focusing on the core responsibilities of government and doing those things well. So, you know, I think we've got a good message of new ideas for a better Virginia. They're going to tell folks, you know, what we want to do to get the economy moving again, create jobs, improve education, health care, transportation. And folks seem to be responding to that message. And then last but by no means least, the truth is that Bob McDonnell and I are working together as a united Republican team while our Democratic opponents are all still fighting with each other about who their nominees are going to be, and that gives us a chance to have a big head start on the other side. So 215 days to go, but so far we really feel pretty good about this campaign core. We're very optimistic about our chances of success in November.
Best of luck to you, and we look forward to talking to you again in a few weeks.
Thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Republican nominee for that office in November.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.